boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I really hate to admit this, and I'm pretty positive I was the dumbest driver in Eastern Iowa last night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I mean, like, what's new?
Although I did follow you out of here. Is it something that I should have seen? Because I didn't notice you do anything dumb. Sometimes I see you do the ultimate curb check. Like the other day, you drove over the entire sidewalk at the back door.
I did. I was like, wait, what did she do? Yes, I did. No persons were hurt or harmed in the making of me driving on the sidewalk.
Yeah, luckily.
No, I was the dumbest driver in Eastern Iowa for two reasons, and you wouldn't have caught on to it. But they always tell you in the winter season, or if there's a big snowstorm coming, to put gas in your car.
Yes.
You know, and what was I on my way to work yesterday? E. And I was like, I'll get it after. But when I got here and like an hour into work, that's when we were getting all the blizzard warnings and things like that. And I should have just left, gassed up the car, but I didn't. And on my way home, I'm like, dude, if I go in the ditch or if there's like a standstill on 380, I'm screwed.
Oh, my God.
I'm like on E.
Yeah.
Dumbest thing I could have done there. Also, my phone was at like 2%, so if there was an emergency, I had no one to call. Again, I'm telling you, learn from my dumb mistakes, and let's hope I actually learn from them too.
And you know what's hilarious?
What?
Is these are two things that we talked about before we left. I had told you, oh no, I think I need gas.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, yeah, me too, I'm on E. That was it. I mean, like, you knew. And then between me, you, and Spencer from 1600 ESPN, we knew that it was a little dicey outside.
Yeah.
So you were the one that said, everybody needs to text when they get home. How were you going to text if you had a dead phone?
Y'all would have thought something
you're
happened.
A bad person to be in charge.
I'm also a bad friend because you guys would have been concerned for the next 3 hours. Like, hello? Is she there?
Nope.
No, just phone is dead.
Just dead phone and no gas.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love a big company or corporation that can get behind a TikTok trend.
Yes.
Genius. Brilliant. I love it. Give me 10 more of them.
You're clearly in with the time, and I love that.
Yes, and how fun to be like in on the joke with everybody that's on TikTok. So shouts out to Dr. Pepper, okay? They are doing it right now. All thanks to a TikTok user at Romeo's Show. This was like a month ago that I actually saw this on my For You page. This person was like, I had this come to me in a dream and I had to put it out there before anybody else. I came up with the perfect jingle for Dr. Pepper and I want to work together. She tagged the at Dr. Pepper official and they not only saw it, but as of Monday night, they put it in their commercial.
I have a theme song for Dr. Pepper and it goes like this. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
So they remixed it.
That's awesome.
And made it into a thing, which I saw even after Romeo posted the first part of that, which is just them singing a cappella. People were doing that on their own. I saw DJs on TikTok like remixing it. Dr. Pepper got in there. They laid down the track and they gave it an official commercial.
I love this. Give your customers a chance to advertise for you. Do you get what I'm saying?
As long, I hope to God, they're getting paid.
That's what I would love to know, if she's getting paid. But it's the same thing like, you know, I hate to say this, but like a lot of the feminine products or things that we have were made by men who aren't going to use it, right? Why are you not asking your customers who use your product on a daily basis, hey, rebrand us or hey, come up with a jingle or, you know, things like that. Because a lot of the time the people are probably who are working for the company, not even using it.
What you saying? You want to make a tampon song? I'm down.
Yes, we would be so good at
I'm on it.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
We have some sink gremlins in my house, and I'm curious if you have to deal with the same situation, like near your kitchen or bathroom sink.
I hope not, because I am scared of gremlins.
Apparently, you were terrified of the movie.
That movie did terrify me as a kid. I'm serious.
Okay, the sink gremlins is our cats, but not every single cat, because right now we have 4 cats, 2 dogs.
Yeah.
It's always been Fat Mochi. He is a sink gremlin. And what I mean by that is that, like, you cannot leave a dirty plate in the sink or any type of food in there because he's like, it's dinner time, baby. And then he goes in there and he will lick everything. And you know how sometimes, like, I don't know what they're called, like a little strainer or something that you put in the hole of your sink to catch, like, food?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'll go at that.
Ew.
He used to yank it out. I don't know how he would do it, but in our last place, he'd yank it out and it'd be, like, on the other side of the kitchen. He is a sink gremlin and loves when we turn on water, he'll be like, I'm thirsty. Now, I'm going to remind you, we have multiple water bowls in the house, so I don't know why he thinks he needs to do that. This morning, I'm getting ready, and I was like, oh, I got to, you know, fluff up the bangs, so I'm going to water them down a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I ran the sink, and one of our newest cats, Maggie, was like, oh, water. And she just went underneath that and was just licking it up. But she's a little bit different. Fat Mochi, when he does that, he doesn't like to get wet, even though he's drinking water and you're going to get wet.
Yeah.
She did not care. She was like underneath the water, like just taking it all in.
Whoa.
But also still drinking it at the same time.
Okay. I can relate to that part. My cat, Romeo, Toulouse is not into it. Romeo loves
the water,
the dripping of a sink.
Uh-huh.
He's never gotten in and like licked food or anything. I don't know if he's ever thought about it, but he like demands. He has a whole nighttime routine with my boyfriend Curly, as well as a morning routine.
Okay.
He knows when Curly's going to brush his teeth, it's time.
Are you serious?
He gets excited. I'm so serious. He knows when we're going to bed, and when Curly walks into his bathroom, he knows it, and he runs in and he'll jump up on the counter and he sits patiently and waits for his water.
And he has plenty of water bowls throughout the house.
I have never seen a cat drink so much. Water drunk.
Where are they keeping it? She's like, have you seen my litter?
Explain the full litter box.
Imagine this. Your significant other is blindfolded, but they enter a parking lot full of cars, and they have got to listen for a song that would definitely be a key indicator that you're sitting in that car. For me, hands down, it's Return of the Mac.
One of your faves.
Everybody knows it's my favorite song of all time. I'm obsessed with it. And the whole reason I'm even bringing this up is because last night, we had to get gas, okay? And I let neighbor man do that. I was not about to get out there.
Of course.
Right? And he went inside, he paid, he comes back out, and I'm watching him as he's about to put the pumper thing into the car. He looks confused, and I can hear Return of the Mac is playing. I'm not playing it, but somebody in the park near us pumping their gas was blasting it. And I could just tell his brain was trying to compute, like, wait, this doesn't sound like it's coming from our car, but it should be coming from our car. Because she's obsessed with Return of the Mac. And I was like, wow, I feel like in a moment of an emergency, all I have to do is play Return of the Mac and that man's going to find me.
Wow, as like it's your bat signal.
Exactly. Do you have anything?
No.
You don't have a favorite song?
Okay, I have had this issue for many years in my life. Let's talk about it. I don't have a favorite song. I don't have a favorite movie. Like, I can't pick stuff like that.
Because you're dead inside?
I wouldn't say that I'm even an indecisive person. I just start to get overwhelmed when I think about it. How do I pick one? Like, anytime my boyfriend Curly gets in my car, I don't know. He gets in my car and he's always like, your music taste is crazy. Like, it's just all over the place. Early 2000s. And then there's stuff that's like out right now. And then I like random, like alternative. And then I like 2 country songs. And then like some random 80s in there because it was on Stranger Things. And it's weird.
There's not one song that you always fall back to.
No.
And there's not a movie that you're like, you know what? I can't think of anything else. I'm going to watch this.
No.
Taylor, no. What is wrong with you?
So many things. I don't know.
It's time for a Taylor window update. with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
So as I'm looking out the window, we know it's nasty, nasty cold out there. It's windy. And as everybody's been scrolling on social media, checking for like weather updates, I can't help but notice there's some talk of, now don't panic, exploding trees.
I'm panicking.
I don't know what that means. Also, it's like Facebook, so what can you really believe?
Yeah.
We had to call in the expert, Rebecca Kopelman from Iowa's News Now, obviously, so you can explain to us in a way that we understand. What is this?
Well, obviously, everything on the internet is true, right? There have been some maps that are just like, hey, everybody, all the trees are going to explode. And that's just obviously not reality because we've actually had some colder temperatures than this, and it hasn't happened. We have very cold weather, obviously, it's coming. Temperatures are going to drop into the teens below zero. And something we haven't had yet this year, we've had a few mornings that have been cold like that, but there's going to be some maybe slightly colder temperatures to our north. And around that negative 20 mark is where sap inside of a tree can actually freeze. It could cause a tree to expand and have what's called a frost crack. So I guess like what's down your butt, but you know, this can lead to an opening in the tree. But I suppose if it happens fast enough, it could lead to real damage and a loud noise that could lead to a tree, quote unquote, exploding. However, there's not been many records of this happening, and it sounds like there's a better chance of all of us winning the lottery than trees exploding. So that's the good news.
So if we did see the butt crack, the exploding happen, is that going down the tree? Like, where, if we were to see it, where is it going to be?
Yeah, so it would, because it would essentially happen from the inside, and so you would see it like down the trunk of a tree. So in the center, you could see it splintering, and usually trees that have like a thinner bark are the ones that this frost crack can happen to. And it's something that can also happen if some of the water on the outside freezes really quickly. We never had an exploding tree problem before. Hopefully we don't start now. But yeah, I guess if you see a butt crack in a tree, that might be what's happening.
That's what we're going to go hunting for this spring.
Is the butt cracks in the
yes.
trees. My boyfriend Neighbor Man thinks I have not once snuck a little peeky at the ring that he has in the house. And he's had for almost an entire year. I'm not salty.
Whoa.
And hasn't done anything about it. I asked him this last night because the Eastern Iowa wedding show is coming up.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, we should go, you know, get some ideas about a DJ cake, you know, things like that venue. I'm like, but I feel I do need to wear the ring when I go in there. So it's believable. I mean, right. I know it's coming. I just don't have it yet, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Do you think I've looked at the ring yet? Because I keep finding the box in the house. But do you think you honestly think I haven't done a little peeky inside? And he goes, no, I know you haven't. I've watched you convince yourself out of buying things countless of times. I know that if you had the little itch to look at it, you'd talk yourself right out of it. He's not wrong. I would. And I have.
I don't believe that for a second. I don't.
You think I have looked at the ring?
I think if you wanted to, you would.
And I haven't. I swear.
But I do fear you're a ticking time bomb. That moment that you have had it, which I feel we're close to, you'll look.
I'm about to. If I go to the Eastern Iowa wedding show, I'm gonna take a look-see.
Well, you're not just going to take a look-see. You're going to wear it around.
Yes, because I have to be believable.
Is this how you're convincing him into doing it?
Trying to get my boyfriend Neighbor Man in trouble by making out in the back room.
God. It's like middle school when you're like, okay, you take a bathroom break at this time in between fourth period and we'll meet at the locker and then we'll make out then.
Or at my school, people would just be making out.
Well, that too.
And it was like, I'm just trying to get to algebra. Could you move?
Like that one couple in the lunchroom that you're like, I just want to hit up the baked potato bar. Please,
you're
God.
Like, I don't even think they ate lunch. I think they were just, yeah, eating each other's face.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not even.
I knew you were that girl in high school. I knew it.
I know there's going to be a teacher from my school calling in. They're going to be like, yeah, it was
Speak
her.
Up. I know you saw it. I know you did.
You know you wrote me up for it. Yeah. You know you did. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not even, I swear, not even like that. I was just joking with him last night because we've been sharing a car, so I will go and pick him up. But I got to sit around for a little bit before he's done with his work.
Yeah.
One thing led to another, and I jokingly said to him, you know, if I worked with you, I have a feeling we'd probably be making out in the back the entire time.
What is wrong with you?
And he goes, ew, no, we wouldn't. And if you did, I'm pretty positive my boss would fire you for that.
Okay.
So I'm really good friends with this boss. So I walked back at her and I said, hypothetically speaking, you hired me. You caught us both making out in the back. Who's getting fired? Because he thought it was going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Without even hesitating. And with the dirtiest look on her face, she goes, ugh, neighbor man.
Really?
She would fire him.
Why?
Did she? I don't know. Oh. I think she likes me more.
I just, if I could give her any word of advice, I think you would have been the instigator.
Oh, duh. He'd be like, paws off me. I'm working, lady. And I'd be like, paws on.
This is one big HR issue.
We keep telling you that our Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook, you could post your fitness journey, your health journey, whatever you're on right now in 2026. And we keep saying it's positive vibes. Great energy. And I feel like what happened yesterday in Those Girls Sweat Squad really is a good, I don't know, indicator or truth that it really is.
Yes. There was somebody who was new to the group who was opening up, being very vulnerable. Like, this is where I'm struggling. I'm really looking to make a change in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I need help, basically. I need help staying accountable so that I actually stick to this thing. And obviously, so many people cheering them on in the comments. But shout out to Jan, because Jan said, did you find someone to push you? I would be willing to ask you every day what you did today. Knowing someone will ask always helps me.
I think this is incredible because Jan doesn't know her.
No.
Doesn't know the person who posted. And is just like, you know what? We are seriously all besties in this group. I'm here for you. You can be here for me.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's what it's all about. And I love that people are finding different ways of staying accountable. Maybe for you, that's posting a selfie every day. We have people who do that. Or it is messaging someone who's in the group saying, hey, I took a walk today. What'd you get up and do?
Yeah. So you could find that person or you post your post or get into the comment section and really make some really great connections. And Those Girls Sweat Squad.
It's a private Facebook group. If you request to join, we'll get you in the next couple minutes.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love this trend because it's stupid and it's simple and it's funny. It's people impersonating owls as like specific characters or people. So like, okay.
Go on. I want to see you do it.
Okay. So I'm not going to take credit for any of these. These are all some that I've seen and I'm probably not going to do a very good job of.
I mean, why? You're not really good at impersonating an owl? Not your like.
I guess we'll find out. I didn't practice. So you're really putting me on the spot here.
Right.
So basically it's someone filming themselves being like, hi, I'm Taylor. And this is my impression of an owl if it was a jealous girlfriend.
Oh.
Who? Who is she? Thank you.
That was good. I feel like you really doubted your owl impersonation. You.
This is my impression of an owl if it was a Kardashian. Hill. Hill. So. I feel like I can nail this. This is my impression of an owl if it was Jennifer Coolidge.
And you have a sick Jennifer Coolidge impersonation.
Hell.
No! Wait! America needs to hear you do that again.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
I am really bad about asking my boyfriend neighbor man stupid questions like, would you love me if I was a worm or a pudding or tell me why you love me?
Fishing for love and attention. You know, we all do it.
Well, I didn't get much as a kid, okay?
My God, I didn't mean it like that. We all do it.
I do be doing that because of that reason. I didn't mean to trauma dump on you, but here I am.
Here we are.
Wow, wait. So yeah, I do ask him that question, and last night I asked one that I will never in my life ask again, and I'm only telling you because I don't want you to ask Curly.
That's fine.
Don't ask them to desire you. Let me get into this a little bit more. So last night I was like, I don't know, man. I just don't feel like you've been desiring me enough today. I need you to desire me like a piece of steak, not like broccoli. I feel like broccoli today. Because you know, most people don't like broccoli.
I like broccoli.
Of course you do.
I do.
I was like, I want to see, like, I, you know, like in the movies, okay, where they're like shaking because they want you so bad and the lip is quivering. So then he took that a little too freaking seriously, Taylor. And we're laying in bed and he's like, his lip was quivering, but it looked more like he was cold and he was like, buh, 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 buh. And I was like, this is not sexy at all. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know. What did you expect?
I don't know. Something cute. I don't know. Something like, I don't, 50 Shades of Grey. Something that I see in Hallmark movies. And instead,
I don't think you even have your mind made up, because 50 Shades versus Hallmark is not the same thing. I turned down a date proposition that I think most girls would have to beg their dude to go on.
He was going to propose.
No, he wasn't.
Well, that's what I would beg
you
for.
You were just sick in the head. My God.
You were like what most girls beg for. A proposal here.
No.
Just me.
No. A pedicure date.
What in the actual is wrong with you?
Well, and I had
to censor myself there because I was about to say something that would get me in trouble.
See, and I know that. And I know. I don't even know what
you got.
We
scary
were.
Dogs, don't you?
No, how dare you? My dogs are worth millions, if anybody asks.
Like, you know what? I don't know if I've seen her dogs before. You might have some scary ones.
No. I have good-looking feet, I would say. However, I don't like people touching my feet, okay?
Have you never asked him to, like, massage your feet?
I sometimes will stick my leg on him, okay. Like, if we're on the couch and be like, oh, like, my heel really hurts. Will you just squeeze it? But, like, people, like, putting lotion on your toes and stuff. Ooh, toe separators. Here's the thing. Have I ever gotten an actual pedicure?
She's spiraling. Hold on.
Yeah, I know. Let me flesh this out. I think I maybe got a pedicure as a child once.
You did?
With, like, my grandma.
Like a professional? Oh,
yeah.
Grandma.
And then, fun fact, my mom did nails for many, many years. So, like, for high school dances and stuff, homecoming, prom, she would just do my nails and my toes for me. And she would yell at me when I did my toes. She did my toes. Because I would, like, seriously cringe. I'm getting fidgety now. Because she would, like, file my toes. And I didn't like her touching my toenails and my toes. So, it's not something. I pay my own toes at home and I call it a day. So when he was like, oh my gosh, how fun would it be? Like, I really have always wanted to get a pedicure.
Me too.
You know what? And I find that attractive. A man who wants to take care of his feet.
Yes.
That's great. Love it.
Don't be insecure about it. That's a flex, dudes.
Oh, so it's self-care. Love it. You do you. I can't do it. I get ticklish. I get ticklish toes. And then I laugh so hard that I feel like I'm going to vomit. So it's like not a good date idea for me.
Can I ask to borrow your boyfriend?
You want to take him to get pedicures?
I have brought it up to Neighbor Man before. I'm like, could we get pedicures? And I actually asked him for Valentine's Day, do you want to get couples pedicures or couples massages? He's not against it, but he chose the couples massage.
Yeah.
I will gladly take your man out for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
And get pedicures with him. Don't worry. We won't touch each other. Nothing will happen. She wasn't worried, but now that I said it.
I wasn't worried until you said weird stuff.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
I haven't allowed Taylor to look at tonight's trivia question for a couple of reasons. Because depending on the day, like if it's National Popcorn, Pizza, Burger Day, I'll take that and I'll make it into a trivia question. But today was National Hugging Day, and she's laying down the law That's a no for me, dog.
You know what? There's people out there that are like, oh, come on in. I'm a hugger. I'm the opposite of the anti of that. Like, I'm like a, ooh, I get the goosies.
She gags a little.
Ah, I can't do it. I'm sorry. It's not personal. I just hit, mm-mm.
She's gagging a little bit right now.
I can't even help it.
So I'm not going to do that. So I did find another trivia question that I think we're going to have a lot of fun with tonight. 11% of people say they love their job because their boss lets them do this.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that needs to be implemented? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to say
bosses, too. Bosses, listen up.
I don't want to say too much, but okay. Yeah, bosses, listen up.
Okay. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. Maybe it's something that you do in your office because you're like, I love this.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe you're like, I want to improve the environment of our job. Listen up.
Yeah.
11% of people say they love their job because their boss lets them do this. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Do you love your job? Don't answer that because we might get you fired if you do.
Be careful.
11% of people say they love their job because their boss lets them do this. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 3279 said leave early on Fridays.
That would be nice if, one, I didn't have to make that up. Like, it's like, I don't have to come in earlier because they're going to let me off an hour early. And they don't make you use PTO or anything. Like, we just get to leave early to enjoy ourselves.
I know. I feel like there are companies out there that, like, maybe one Friday a month, everybody just gets to, like, leave or, like, go out to drinks and do, like, team bonding or whatever.
God, what a time.
That'd be sick.
1920 said bring their pets in.
Love that.
Yeah, nothing will make me happier than having my dog here.
Dogs. Oh my God. Well, even like I love when other people bring their animals here.
It just makes you happier.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It also gets me out of working some because I spend so much time petting the animal.
You don't admit that. Why would you do that?
Now, well, no, I'll but say no. It with my chest. If you bring your dog, I'm going to pet it.
Yeah, but now no boss wants to allow that because now they know their employees aren't working.
And what? I'll make up for it. 1175 said, make appointments during the workday and not use PTO. Okay, so like you're like, I got to get my hair done.
Okay, that's too long. You know how long it takes to get your hair did?
Well, not. Well, I guess it depends what we're talking. Is it a blonding appointment? Because that's an 8-hour day.
And no boss.
That is sick.
That's not fair because if I'm just getting a trim and Stacy's getting blonde, yeah, but like, that's not she fair. Gets 8 hours off. And
okay,
I'm only-
but I guess like a dentist appointment.
that
makes sense.
That's where it's
my priorities are a little skewed, I suppose. Yeah. I'm like, appointment my hair. I don't care about my well-being.
Oh, Jesus. 11% of people say they love their job because their boss lets them do this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in two songs.
She's like, save money to use towards like a doctor's appointment? Nah, I'll use it to color my hair.
Absolutely. I will.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question, 11% of people say they love their job because their boss lets them do this. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
11% of people say they love their job because their boss lets them sing.
What?
11% of people love their job.
Okay, what? No, wait, what?
First off, people love their job? What?
What do you mean? No, what? Really? Like, what's the context? Like, you have weekly karaoke sessions or...
No, I didn't look. I don't know
like,
about that.
Like, you have singing meetings or you have to sing your complaints and that makes it less serious. I hate the way Jim uses the printer. I still feel angry. It doesn't work.
Stacy eats stinky tuna every day. Like, you know what? What if we could sing? Sorry, let's ditch the quizzical question tonight. What if we got to sing our complaints? I mean, would they, one, be taken seriously? I don't know. But I feel like for me, I wouldn't go so, like, bah! You know, I can get really angry when I'm like ticked off with somebody.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I went in and I was like, Taylor's annoying me, you know.
You think that would be more taken seriously?
I don't know that it would.
To the tune of Adele? I'm not sure it would.
Hello.
It's me again with my 16th complaint today.
Earlier, we had a trivia question. It was about like 11% of people say they love their job because their boss lets them do this. And that is sing.
Weird. Can you imagine? You're just typing and somebody's like, la, 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 la. Like next door in your cubicle.
I don't know if you know this about me, but when I go home, you don't watch the show Bob's Burgers, but if you did, the mom, her name, it's not Tina, I've got it wrong. But the mom in
Linda.
The show, Linda, thank you. For someone who doesn't watch the show.
I don't know why I know that. That was really weird.
That is weird. She sings like a lot. And they call her out for it on the show for always singing. I do that all the time. I'm like, making breakfast for the dogs. And my boyfriend, Abraham, always calls me out for singing all the time.
Okay.
So we cannot make that a rule.
Let's
here.
Leave that at home. That's weird. I don't like it.
But is there something that you got to do at a previous job that you were like, whoa, that was cool. That really sticks out to me. I loved being able to do that. Oh, no.
No. I'm like, no. I guess what's cool.
She was like, no, I actually hated everything.
Well, it wasn't great. I would be incriminating myself.
Oh, my God.
Well, I worked at... Oh, no.
Oh, you just keep your mouth shut.
I worked at a smoothie place and I worked at a cupcake place. Two different jobs, two different times. No, you know what? Actually, I will say this. The cupcake place that I worked at, you would get one free cupcake per shift and you could take it with
you.
Nice. Or you could eat it on the job. I took advantage of that. And then I did work at a smoothie place where you did not get free smoothies. However, I got free smoothies.
Because you would make them wrong
because
on purpose?
I would. Uh-oh.
Taylor.
They didn't order that. I did.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.